Mr. Gimel, so we've seen that large cities and villages have different laws. The question of our Mishnah is, Ezer Gedoyla, what is considered to be a large city, such that it will always have to read on the 14th of Adar, and not be able to bring it earlier to the Monday or the Thursday? Kol Sheyesh Bo Asar Batlonim, any city in which there are 10 people who are found constantly in the shul or in the Beis HaMedrash, either these were people who were supported by the community to learn, so they would learn Torah all day, or it was people who would sit in the shuls, always available there for a minyan. But as it may, if there are enough people in the city such that they have 10 fixed people who are there the whole time, that would be considered to be a big city, Pachas Mekan. But if there are less than 10 such people, Haizek Far, then it's considered to be a village who would be able to read on the Monday or the Thursday. Now we saw in the previous couple of Mishnayos that villages who read on the Monday or the Thursday, they would always read on the Monday or the Thursday before the 14th of Adar, but never the Monday or the Thursday after the 14th of Adar. The Elu Omru, with these things, they said, the Chachom said, Makdimim Vlema Achrin, we make it earlier rather than later. Aval Zmanatzi Koyanim, by the time of the wood of the Koyanim, this is referring to the Korban Eitzim, which we learned about in Maseches Ta'anis, where various families who had the privilege of donating the wood used on the Mizbeach, and so on whatever day of the year that they would begin contributing the wood, they would bring Karbonos on that day, it would be a very joyous day for that family. But if that day falls on Shabbos, then instead of bringing the Karbonos and having that joyous day the previous day on the Friday, they would rather do so on the Sunday. Friday is still part of the previous family's contribution of wood. Their turn only begins on the Shabbos, and in this case on the Sunday. With Tisha B'Av, also if Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, as well as most of the other fasts, which are for the sake of mourning, it's not appropriate to bring mourning earlier. So that's pushed off to the Sunday, V'Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga, which is the korban, which everybody who comes up for the Sholosh Regalim, for Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, on the first day of the Yom Tov, they need to bring a korban Shalomim. But if the first day is a Shabbos, then they would bring it the next day. Since anyway, even during a year where it doesn't fall on a Shabbos, if one didn't manage to bring it on the first day, he can bring it on the next day. He's got 7 more days to bring that korban. And so if the first day falls on Shabbos, then certainly he would do it on the Sunday, and not the previous day. The Hakel and Hakel, this is the event which occurs once every 7 years, on the night after the first day of Sukkos, following a Shmita year. So everybody, there would be a mitzvah for everybody, men, women, children, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, where the king would read certain parts of the Torah to them. And since this was a mitzvah even to bring the children along, so some of the children would need to be carried. But it's forbidden to carry through a public domain on Shabbos, and therefore Hakel could not take place on Shabbos, so rather it was done on the next day. There were also lots of other problems, for example, blowing the trumpets and other things which violated Shabbos in the procedure of Hakel, and therefore it is delayed to the Sunday. Ma'achrin, in all these cases, we delay it, v'lo makdimin, we do not bring it earlier to before Shabbos. Now, it's important to note that all of the different dates which we've been discussing so far are all in terms of the mitzvah of Megillah. However, the other mitzvahs of Purim, they should still be done on the 14th of Adar. Except for those cities surrounded by a wall, they do everything on the 15th of Adar. But the villagers who are allowed to read the Megillah on an earlier date, that's only the Megillah, but for example, the Suda, the festive meal which one has to have, that still needs to be done on the 14th of Adar. And likewise, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos also needs to be done on that day. So the date that they actually read the Megillah is not necessarily considered to be the Yom Tov of Purim. And therefore, even though the Chachom said that they should read the Megillah earlier and not later, Mutorim Behesped of Tanyos, it is permitted to deliver eulogies, speeches about people who had died, and it's permitted to fast on those earlier dates, because it's not considered Purim itself. However, Matanos Lev Yoinim, one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yoinim, of giving gifts to the poor, even on that earlier date. Mishloach Manos always have to be given on the same day as the meal is eaten. But Matanos Lev Yoinim, one can fulfill that mitzvah even on the earlier date. Now Rabbi Yehuda ends off the Mishnah by telling us that Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amosai, said Rabbi Yehuda, when is all of this true? That the villagers can read on an earlier date? That's only Mekom Shenichnosim Basheni Vachamishi. Only in a place where their custom is to actually go into the cities every Monday and Thursday. And so to make them go back on the Tuesday, let's say, would be very difficult for them. But in a place where they do not generally go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday, then even those living in the villages can only read the Megillah in its correct time on the 14th of Adar, just like the regular cities.